Greetings again, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today's recording date is October the 3rd, 2010. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org, and the program is called the Mind of God Program. Yet organizing for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And you may contact me by emailing me at yahlove, yahlove, at comcast.net. What we are going to do now is go ahead and go back into the book of Revelation and understand that the book of Revelation is giving us an absolute picture of what's going on today. The book of Revelation is redemption and salvation for the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Jesus is justice. Christ is the crusher. Crushes the wicked ruling class and ruling families that have destroyed the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The book of Revelation is code language for the slave, for the oppressed, for the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. And this is done so that the oppressor, the wicked ruling class, would not be able to understand what is going on. So Apostle John, the revolutionary African Apostle John, wrote this book of Revelation as guidance to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, salvation and redemption for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and a warning and judgment to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now, we left off last time concerning the keys to hell and death, and the keys to heaven, the kingdom of God. Mayat. Mayat in Africa, Egypt, is truth, justice, and righteousness. And truth, justice, and righteousness. And the African ancestors understood through scientific study that the universe was created on the philosophy by the creator and creature's father and mother, Amen, Amenet, gave birth to the universe and the whole of creation through the philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness. And this concept and philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness is what keeps and has kept the universe operating in order. And so the African ancestors sought and did create a civilization, a society based on what God did. Truth, justice, and righteousness. When we practice truth, justice, and righteousness, we have the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. When we practice that which is opposite of truth, justice, and righteousness, we have death, hell, and destruction. And that is what we're going through today. So now in verse 20 of chapter 1, we see that Jesus wants to give an explanation of the seven spirits and the seven stars and the seven golden candlesticks. He says, Jesus, in verse 20 of chapter 1 in the book of Revelation, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. This is so pregnant with symbolism and meaning. Jesus, now I may repeat this later, but let me say it right now while it's on my head. Jesus was and is an African scientist. Jesus knew his African history and African ancestors, African culture. Hebrew is African culture, African history, and African science. Jesus, knowing that, he's given us signs and symbols from the heavens and from creation, sun, moon, stars, and planets, so that we may understand mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, so that we may understand that we are to construct our society, our civilization, based on mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Our families must be created and constructed on such philosophy. Our neighborhoods, our cities, our counties, our states, our nation, and the earth, the worldwide civilization, must be reconstructed on truth, justice, and righteousness. Now that word, mystery, in the African Hebrew language, is found under the number 3466. This is Greek language. The New Testament, although Jesus spoke African Hebrew, his words and actions were translated into the Greek language so that the European Greek sisters and brothers may have knowledge and wisdom and understanding as to how they were to behave. Because Europe, from 4500 BC, always coming in, killing and destroying African people, speaking of the ruling class and ruling families of Europe, down to 1700, 1750 BC, coming into Africa, Egypt, killing and raping and destroying. And then you have, the 1750 invasion was a group of Europeans called the Hyksos. And then you have Persia. Then you have Greece. Then you have Rome. So all these European invasions, killing and thieving and destroying. So the New Testament, the actions of Jesus and the apostles and Paul, written in the Greek language, so that the Greek sisters and brothers may rise up and overthrow and help us as Africans to overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families of Europe. Rome at this time is the Caesar, the ruler, killing everybody, destroying everybody, taking everybody's land, wealth, and resources. So the New Testament given to the sisters and brothers of Europe, Greece, and Rome, so that they may become allies with the Africans, sisters and brothers, that we may all together overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families of Europe. And it's the same today. Sisters and brothers listening to my voice, who are Caucasian, who are descendants of Europe, members of the North American Caucasian community, sometimes called white, you who are not in the ruling class and ruling families, you're with us. The ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel hate you just as much as they hate us. That is why your children go off to war, along with our children. Your youth and our youth go off to war. It may start in the black community, but it comes to your community. So, Caucasian sisters and brothers, you who are not in the ruling class and ruling families, you who are in the middle class and the underclass, join us and let us all together overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel. So now this word mystery, the mystery of the seven stars, the mystery of the golden candlesticks, the understanding that these are symbols of the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are the angel, are the symbolic of the actual seven churches in Asia. The word mystery has to do with that which is hidden, that which is secret, religious secrets, secrets of the initiated. Now we talk about the Illuminati Masonic Order all the time, because they have our knowledge, stole African knowledge, but have used that knowledge from Africa against the masses of the people, and have done wickedness day and night, and day and night work to hide that wickedness from our eyes, so that we may be continuously maneuvered into supporting that wickedness. But Jesus, Justice, Christ, the anointed crusher of the ruling class and ruling families, the wicked world order, comes to reveal the mysteries. So the mysteries of the seven spirits, the seven stars. Now, that seven spirits was found in verse 4 of chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. So I'm putting that with the seven stars and the seven golden candlesticks. And the seven stars are in the right hand of Jesus, and I'm going to deal with that later. But remember, the seven stars in the right hand of Jesus. Now, Jesus tells us that the seven stars equal the seven angels, who are the messengers or the pastors of the seven churches. Okay? The seven stars symbolize the seven messengers or seven pastors that are messengers or pastors over the seven churches. The seven golden candlesticks are symbolic of the actual seven churches. So today, as we continue to go through the book of Revelation, the seven stars are symbolic of your pastors, your preachers, especially your pastors and bishops and leaders in the church. The seven stars are symbolic of the pastors, and the seven golden candlesticks are symbolic of the churches and the membership, or you can say the body of Christ, or you can say the people. Now, Jesus has us looking at the universe. Jesus has us looking at the sun, the moon, and the stars to get an understanding of the African science of revolution. Jesus is an African. Jesus is a scientist, supreme scientist. And Jesus is a supreme revolutionary. And Jesus understood his African history, understood his African ancestors and culture. Hebrew is Ethiopia. Hebrew is Egypt. And we're going to take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
Greetings again. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. The Mind of God program. Today's recording date is October the 3rd, 2010. We are in the book of Revelation yet, understanding the mind of Christ, the mind of Jesus. You may contact me with your questions and comments. Yahlove, Yahlove, at Comcast.net. Jesus is causing us to look at the universe, look at the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, to understand creation. He's an African. The African ancestors in Ethiopia and Egypt understood and taught that the whole universe was constructed on truth, justice, and righteousness. That word in Egypt, African ancestors in Egypt, was Mayat, symbolized by a beautiful black woman with wings, also symbolized by the scales of justice. And so the African ancestors constructed a civilization based on truth, justice, and righteousness, patterning that civilization after what was done by the Most High, Creator. Jesus is causing us to understand Amen-Ra and Amenet-Ra'it, or Amen and Amenet, the hidden and unseen Father and the hidden and unseen Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to understand the scientific root cause of the universe, the scientific root cause of creation, that hidden and unseen life force and power and root cause of all things. Sisters and brothers, you know that the first law of science is the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. When you study creation and the universe and whatnot, you are studying the effect to understand the cause. And so we call the cause today God. Some of you call the cause Allah. Some of you call the cause Yahweh. Some of you or us have named the cause Brahman. All manner of names for the cause. But Jesus is causing us to understand that God is science and science is God. A fool hath said in his heart or her heart that there is no God. The implication is that we are walking and living in and around the evidence that there is the divine creator, the Father, and the divine creatress, Mother, known in Egypt as Amen and Amenet, in Hebrew as Yahweh, in Arabic as Allah and Ilah. The creation teaches us that someone is behind that creation. Nothing puts itself together. The car you rode in today, the bike your child rode on, the computer you're looking at right now, nothing puts itself together. So what great mind and wisdom and great one behind such great mind and wisdom put this whole vast universe and creation and earth and sun and moon and stars and planets together? This is the science that Jesus is trying to get us to understand. What we must understand first is that the first Bible and Quran, the first religious text, the first text on science is in reality the universe and creation. Before there was Bible, before there was Quran, before there was any religious text, before there was a book on science, the Most High, in giving birth to creation, gave us our first religious text, our first Bible, our first Quran, our first book on science. Before man could write anything, the Most High wrote. All lessons and writings
of the Bible and Quran and religious texts were written first in the universe and creation by the Most High Father Amen and the Most High Mother Amenet. You know her as the Holy Spirit. Look at the word universe. The last syllable of universe is verse. That has to do with writing. And then the first three letters in universe, you and I. You and I. Sounds like you and I. Psalm 19:1 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. For anything to make a declaration, that which is making a declaration has to have knowledge. And one cannot declare or make a declaration on knowledge unless one has attained knowledge. And you can't attain knowledge and obtain knowledge unless you are a living entity. So the universe is alive, and being a live entity, the universe is the first teacher, the first preacher, and the first to declare the glory of God. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that when we study God, we're studying ourselves. And when we study ourselves, we're studying God. So universe, you and I, is the teacher, not only of God, but the teacher of yourself. So when we study the universe, we're studying the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. And we are also studying ourselves. The African ancestors were the first scientists to study scientifically the universe. The African, and Jesus knows this, and Jesus studied this himself and now wants to teach it to you and me. The African ancestors studied the solar system, the solar science, and lunar science, and astral science. Gave us what you call your zodiac. That chart that gives us understanding of the pathway of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the universe through the different sections of the universe divided into 12. The African ancestors were the first to learn and understand these lessons and understood firstly and then taught this that was understood, Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, that philosophy that the Most High built the universe on. And so the African ancestors constructed government, society, and civilization, and family structure based on the system of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And the African ancestors, after having learned such knowledge and wisdom and understanding, after having studied the universe and understood the philosophy of the Most High called Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, our African ancestors then began to write this knowledge in hieroglyphics, on temples and tombs, on papyrus paper, in writing this in hieroglyphics, or what that which is called Medu Neter, or divine writing. Our brother Ashra Kwesi has revealed these truths. And so our African ancestors, out of love and goodness of heart, freely gave this knowledge to the whole of the human family, so that all of us may benefit from such wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We'll continue this next session. Be blessed. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.
Let me cut in and say, the Black is Back Coalition, march and rally, dealing with these issues of equal rights and justice, November the 13th, at Malcolm X Park in Washington, D.C. If you can make it, be there.